The Prison Healer, written by Lynette Nerney and read by Jeanette Illich.
Looking down at the boy strapped to the metal table before her, Kiva Meriden leaned in close and whispered, "Take a deep breath." Before he could blink, she braced his wrist and stabbed the tip of her white-hot blade into the back of his hand. He screamed and thrashed against her. They always did. But she tightened her grip and continued carving three deep lines into his flesh, forming a Z. A single character to identify him as a prisoner at Zallendorf. The wound would heal, but the scar would remain forever. Kiva worked as fast as she could and only eased her grip once the carving was complete. She repressed the urge to tell him that the worst had passed. While barely a teenager, he was still old enough to discern the truth from lies. He belonged to Zallendorf now. The metal band around his wrist labeling him as inmate H67L129. There was nothing good in his future. Lying would do him no favors. After smearing Balico sap across his bleeding flesh to stave off infection, then dusting it with pepper root ash to ease his pain, Kiva wrapped his hand in a scrap of linen. She quietly warned him to keep it dry and clean for the next 3 days, all too aware that it would be impossible if he was allocated work in the tunnels, on the farms, or in the quarry. "Hold still, I'm nearly done," Kiva said, swapping her blade for a pair of shears. They were speckled with rust, but the edges were sharp enough to cut through steel. The boy was shaking, fear dilating his pupils, his skin pale. Kiva didn't offer him any reassurances, not while the armed woman standing at the door to the infirmary watched her every move. Usually, she was given a degree of privacy, working without the added pressure of the guards' cold, keen eyes. But after the riot last week, they were on edge, monitoring everyone closely, even those like Kiva, who were considered loyal to the warden of Zallendorf, a traitor to her fellow prisoners, an informant, a spy. No one loathed Kiva more than she did herself. But she couldn't regret her choices, regardless of the cost.